God's love. If all God's nature, and all His attributes, could ever be dominated, it would be His love that would rule. God loves each and every individual first, so each and every individual will learn to love Him last and forever. God's love, therefore, is doing good to others. God loves every individual, and He loves each individual as a child in His one divine family. If there ever was a total of all the limitless number individuals in the total of all creation, still would this total equal but one divine family, His love being its bond. Of the zillions upon zillions of personalities God eternally creates, He is no respecter of any personality, His love is totally non-prejudicial. From the highest perfected spirit being, right now, residing at the height of eternal paradise living, to the lowest of creature mind, right now, found at the abyss of primitive mortal creature life, God loves each and every individual the same, which is also the objective of you. All created personalities equal but one brotherhood, in one divine family, and God is the spiritual father of us all. Though we as humans are not dependent upon one another for our own individual eternal survival, we as individual parts of the whole of God, are dependent upon the eternity of God's whole, and the infinity of His individual personality expression, for our own personal eternal life and infinite joy. No matter what your individual station in life, God loves all the same, for it is the qualities of God's whole that takes eternal priority over the qualities of any one individual part of Him. His love for all emphatically dominates His love for any one created being. We all are in one brotherhood, truly created spiritually equal. Our brotherhood is an indication of the whole of God, not any one part of Him, therefore we all suffer or profit in direct measure with the suffering or profiting of God's whole. None of us can escape the benefits or penalties that will arise as a result of our relationship with one another. Thus it is this truth that speaks to our world leaders, who must address the ideal of one world family, and not the ideas of any one individual culture, person, or nationality.